Good morning, this is Nigel D'Souza, and you're listening in to CNBC TV18 podcast. The US markets ended Friday's session on a positive note, but Asian markets, they've opened up with a bit of a negative bias early this morning. The SGX Nifty, though, is indicating a bit of a flattish start. Now, over the past weekend, US President Donald Trump tweeted that he spoke to King Salman of Saudi Arabia and asked Saudi Arabia to increase oil production. However, Brent crude prices, they refuse to cool down. They're still holding above the $78.50 per barrel. The Nifty ended last week on a high, marking a strong start to the July series. Well, on a closing basis, the Nifty conquered the 50 DMA and ended at the high point of the day. The mid-caps as well did participate, which was a good factor for the bulls. Now, all eyes were on the institutional flows at the end of the day, and the DIIs, they were the key factor that propped up the markets with the 2,000 crore inflow, which was partly supported by a couple of large trades and also end of the quarter phenomena, while the FIIs, they continued to sell, but this time they sold a measly 150 crores. The FIIs, yes, they net short on the index futures, but they were extremely bullish on Friday in the derivatives market as they added 17,000 long contracts on index futures. They bought 3 calls for every 1 put on index options, and they wrote 2 puts for every 1 call on index options as well. So bullish cues coming in from the FIIs in the derivatives market. The key technical levels that you should be looking at today, the 20 DMA, that comes in at around 10,745. So if we get up and going, the bears will look to defend that mark, while the bulls, they look to defend the 50 DMA. That comes in a little below 10,700 odd at around 10,692. Key stocks we'll be looking out for today. Tata Steel is going to be in focus. After Tata Steel and ThyssenKrupp, they signed a definitive agreement for a 50-50 joint venture. That'll be viewed positively, remember, as this was one of the overhangs on Tata Steel. Coal India as well will be in focus, as its June 2018 offtake numbers came in higher by around 8.5%. Now that number comes in closer towards 50 million tons, which is a positive. Auto sales numbers as well came over the weekend and they looked good. Maruti sales jumped up by around 36%. In spite of the company losing some production due to a maintenance shutdown, Mahindra and Mahindra, the auto sales looked quite good. Commercial vehicles growth at around 27%, while passenger vehicle growth was around 12%. Tata Motors could be in the fast lane today after its June 2018 CV sales jumped up by around 50%, while the PV sales was up more than 60%. Eicher Motors delivered a thumping performance. The total sales on the Royal Enfield were up by around 18%, coming in at a little over 74,000 units, while its CV sales as well was up more than 60%. The street will also be waiting by for Bajaj Auto. Those numbers are due later today. Nomura estimates a 58% growth at around 3.86 lakh units. From the broader markets, keep an eye out on Thermax. They should be in focus as they won a 340 crore order for an Indian steel major, while Peninsula Land entered into an MOU for sale of property at Hyderabad for a consideration of around 95 crores. Finally, a couple of new kids on the block today, Rites as well as Fine Organics Limited, both of them make their debut. The street expects a good listing from both these two. This is Nigel D'Souza signing off and wishing you a good Monday and a rocking week ahead.